Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the eighth installment of Tevilas Kelim. I just want to continue with one thing that we left off with yesterday. We mentioned yesterday that if I go to the store and buy something for you as a gift, it would be incorrect for me to tovel it before giving it to you as a gift. It would be correct for me to give it to you as a gift, and then you tovel it. I was recently discussing this with someone, and they asked the question, and they said, let's say, you know, it's Erev Yom Tov, and an adult child who's visiting for Yom Tov, not a member of the household, runs to the store to pick up some new dishes, new trays, whatever it is, and then part of the errand is then they'll run to the mikveh and tovel them and bring them home. Is that a problem? So it really should be fine because it's very different. In the example that we were discussing yesterday, when I went to the store, I was not doing you're my host's bidding. I was doing my own bidding. I wanted to bring you a gift. If you ask me a favor and you say, could you please go to the store and pick up some pans for me? So it is, for me, it is food-oriented vessels that I'm picking up because I'm really acting as your emissary. And for you, these definitely are food-oriented vessels. So sending someone on an errand, it should be fine for them to purchase the item and then tovel it. Where it's more of a complication is when you're not sending them on an errand, when they're just buying a gift for you, they should not be the one to tovel it. Okay, I want to just discuss some technical aspects of the bracha on the immersion of the vessel. First of all, just the text of the bracha. If a person is toveling more than one vessel, the correct text is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Al Tevilas Kelim, on the immersion of vessels. And if they're only toveling one vessel, the correct language is Al Tevilas Keli, just one vessel. You could certainly imagine a scenario that a person brings all these things to the Kelim Mikvah and realizes they forgot to make a bracha. You know, they're in the process of immersing all these different things and they forgot to make a bracha. So if you forgot to make a bracha, then what? Well, if you haven't toveled all the vessels yet, you can make a bracha before you continue. But if indeed you've toveled everything you're going to tovel, then you just missed out on the opportunity. The main thing is not the bracha anyway. The main thing is the mitzvah of toveling. If as long as a person had in mind when they made the bracha that they were going to tovel multiple vessels, then each of those vessels are covered by the bracha of Tevilas Kelim that a person makes at the beginning. But if you'd imagine the following situation, that a person runs to the Kelim Mikvah and tovels a number of vessels, and they're there for a while. I'm sure many people listening can imagine being there for a while. It happens to the best of us. And then they make a bracha, they start toveling the vessels, and then before they're done, someone runs over and brings something else for them to tovel, let's say. So they really didn't have that in mind when they made the bracha. So then the correct thing would be for them to make a bracha before they tovel that last item. Anytime we do a mitzvah that begins with a bracha, it's considered correct to not speak from the time, unless it's related to the mitzvah, from the time we make the bracha through the completion of the mitzvah, which in this context would theoretically mean that unless you're talking to someone about the best way to tovel or making sure that the tags are off, whatever it is, for the time you make the bracha, you shouldn't speak until you've toveled all the kelim. An extremely normal question is, let's say you forgot, let's say you spoke in between, what happens now? Do you have to make a new bracha? So the answer is a rule that's true for many mitzvos. You're not supposed to speak through the entire performance of the mitzvah, but as long as you didn't speak between the completion of the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah, you don't have to make a new bracha. The key is that you flow directly from the completion of the bracha into the beginning of the mitzvah. Once you've begun the mitzvah without interruption, then if at some point during the performance of the mitzvah you speak, that was incorrect, but it's not considered a significant hefsek. It's not considered a significant interruption. Just a really technical thing, when do you make the bracha? You should make the bracha right before you tovel the item. And like with many mitzvos, you would be holding the kli in your right hand, or if you're lefty in your left hand, as you make the bracha, the idea is you're absolutely ready to do the mitzvah, and the moment you finish the bracha, you'll do the mitzvah, you'll tovel it, and your right hand, because for most of us, it's the primary hand, and therefore you're giving even more kavod, even more honor to the mitzvah. Again, if someone was a lefty, they would use their left hand. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.